Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I do not know what was going on with my computer. I've been trying and trying and trying to get online. I think I'm just not good with computers because they just seem to not always want to work with me. I don't know if I need to delete some cookies. I don't know if I need to, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to call my boy Rob and see if we can have a remote session and have him help me, which I'm very, very blessed to have Rob Scott in my corner as an IT tech to help me out with my computer issues. But anyway, good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. I'm really happy this morning. I'm feeling really, really good. I've been up doing business already from bed. I couldn't believe it. I was like, you know what? I guess it's meant to actually get out the bed, take a shower, brush my teeth before I start my radio show and get this going. So I hope you're doing well. I hope you're feeling good. I'm actually in the holiday spirit this year. I love the holidays, but it's not something that I necessarily embraced for myself. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, that was my mom's holiday. And ever since she passed in 99, it's just kind of been hard for me to, you know, kind of jump in there and get into, you know, the mood of the holidays. But I'm feeling good. We got a tree the other day delivered to the house. Shout out to, what are they called? Tree Me. They deliver the tree and a wreath to the house. The girls put the tree up and decorated for my daddy last night. He's really, really happy. So you know what? That's all that really, really matters. But I'm going to jump into some music. I'm going to share some stories and thoughts with you this morning. And let's get this Wednesday morning hump day going. I'm going to start out with, let's see what. Hey Joe by Melvin Chenault.
Thank you.
I'm missing you, girl. During this time of the year.
What do you mean, just this time of the year?
You know, I think about you all the time because you truly are my angel.
And so are you, Chris.
Yeah.
hiding inside your shell, just trying to convince yourself that it's good enough to be who you really are. You feel like there's no one the same. You keep your soul locked away, and sometimes you feel like you don't belong anywhere. Searching for a hero and a friend, but sometimes you only need to look within and just believe in you. Listen to that cry. There's a person deep inside.
Coffee with Flavor. Can I have a slow start there, having some technical difficulties, but you know, I'm here and I'm glad to be here with you this morning. As always, I want to greet you and hope that you're doing well. You know, I am so excited about this holiday season. It feels good. It feels right for me. My life is going good. That may be another reason why I really, really am appreciating this holiday this year. And so, you know, the house is starting to feel a little bit like Christmas. We got the Christmas tree up and the lights and decorations going. My daughters did that last night, and my granddaughter supervised. My daddy watched, and he's just so, so pleased. And that's what really is important to me this year, is to make this holiday season very, very special for him. And it's starting out just that way. But anyway, I've got a lot of things going on. You know, my life is very busy. I was up handling some East Coast business before 6 o'clock this morning. And so that's some good stuff, connecting with a radio station out of Pittsburgh that's wanting new music to play. So pretty honored that they reached out to me in regards to that, and I'll be forwarding some of the top indie artists that can be heard here on FM radio. I also merged, and I'm doing some projects directly with Flava News and Marlex Records. I've been partners with Marlex Records for a couple of years now, but we're going to merge and do some things as a collective. So I'm really, really excited about that. So instead of FN radio, it is FM radio for Flava Marlex. So that took place December 1st. And for those of you that follow me, know that I'm a part of Spectrum Music Group. And through Spectrum Music, some amazing opportunities have come my way. And I'm extremely proud. And I won't give out too much details, but a huge project is being brought to the Pacific Northwest come 2014, which I get to play a very, very big role in the planning and putting together of this particular project. So stay tuned for more information. The proposals are up. The meetings are going to be taking place, and lots of talks behind the scene. Here, also, if you follow me, you can tell that my boss, Chico Nieves, is so excited about some of the things that he's got me on board with. So you'll see him tagging up my wall big time with those particular projects or with the artists. I'm starting to set up some features. So this past Sunday I had Donye Goodman, who is a amazing songwriter, musician, and producer that has newly signed to Spectre Jazz. He's got some great accomplishments under his belt. I'm really sad I never met him, because he lived out here in Seattle for like over 15 years. He knows a lot of the same artists that I know. So if you missed that feature, I would suggest you go back and check it out. It made me just really deepen my fondness for him and desire to, you know, support him through here at Flava News Radio, to, you know, supporting him through Spectrum Music Group. There's some top stars that are going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me coming this year. Adina Howard and Tony Terry will be stepping on the leopard carpet with me. I will be doing a feature with Stephen Jerome Ferguson on December 10th. That's a Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be sure to tune in then. I'll be my big brother, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, spoken word artist, author, musician, mentor, is going to be stopping by the coffee house on Saturday the 14th. And then Sunday the 15th, I'm going to be having Janiqua, who is with Spectrum Music's group label called Monarchy Records. She is in Australia, Sydney, Australia. So she's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me on the 15th. I'm working on some other scheduling for Spectra artists and other people. So I'm kind of excited about that too, because I love to provide a platform for artists to tell people who they are, what they're doing, where they can find their projects at, and all that great, great stuff. I think when you know a little bit more about a creative soul, you know, it draws you in a little bit more to show your support of who they are and what they do. And I know I generally don't talk about music too much, but there's just so much going on. I do have a fun story to tell you, but let me jump in to play a few more tracks, and then I'll come back and tell you my story. Let's see. I'm going to play a piece by Aaron T., and this is Kiss by the Sun.
I'm falling for you.
again to Morning Coffee with Flavor. Today I started out the show with Melvin Chenault playing his piece, Hey Joe. Then going into my girl over there in the UK, Jolene, and her friend, Chris James, doing their piece, Get Close to You, and then taking you over. Well, I guess it's still the UK with Cashy Keegan with his piece, Believe in You. And then closing out this last set I just did was Aaron T. with Kissed by the Sun, Lorray with Fallen, and then Norman Evans with A Joyful Noise. I hope you're doing well. Really, 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 I hope you're doing well this morning. I think that attitude is everything, and I think that we can change our circumstances by just how we choose to interpret and view what's taking place. I think that we give too much power over to other people. I think when we free our hearts and we do things from a very, very sincere place, I think that God opens up the door for us. And if nothing else, to just give us a sense of peace. As I was just mentioning, there are a lot of exciting things coming my way. I'm doing really good in handling everything that's coming at me, and I'm doing really well in just stopping and saying I need a break, taking time off, not being on the computer or taking phone calls, and, you know, setting a little bit stronger boundaries. And it's a beautiful place to be in my life where I can really, really call the shots. There are a lot of projects, yes, I need to complete, but I know what the time frame is of when they need to be completed, and, you know, I can set my own pace, and that's a good thing. So I was telling you before this last set that I have a funny story to tell, and I do. This is the beauty of the internet and social media and all of that. A very old boyfriend found me on my Susan page 2 days ago. We have not seen each other in 31 years because Mariko was one when we started dating. And, you know, the reason we broke up was because he decided to return home to Virginia Beach, Virginia. And he's not been back out here to the Pacific Northwest since. But he said that I came to mind, and he just really wanted to find me. And he thought, what the heck? Put my name into Facebook and see if I was on there, and lo and behold, I was. I rarely go to my Susan page. It's so boring over there. You know, my family, my friends, my old colleagues from jobs, my high school people, they're just no fun. Let me tell you, artists are much more exciting. Maybe that's why I'm drawn to you guys. Artists are much more exciting. But I'm glad I went there the other day. And from there, I reconnected with him. And from there, also, I reconnected with his sister. I spoke to her on the phone yesterday, which was wonderful to get caught back up with her. She's still out here in Seattle. Turns out that her son's a hip-hop artist and has been connected to me on my Lady Flavor page for years now. I had no idea it was Peanut. I didn't. The name, yeah, if I really thought through the name should have meant something to me. But, you know, he and Mariko are the same age, so he was really little, pretty much, you know, when I last saw him. And so I posted on his wall, and I said, you know, I'm sitting here laughing, you know, in my house, realizing I knew you when you were a little boy. Please tell your mama, you know, that I said hello. And so he posted on his wall saying, Mama, who's this lady saying she knows me? And it's so funny, you know, going back and forth there. And she's like, boy, Sue used to date your Uncle Moochie, you know. So it was good. And then I talked to him last night, and it was wonderful. It was really, really wonderful, you know, to talk to him, to reminisce back in the days when we used to go dancing and, yeah, drinking. And, you know, we had a really good time. You know, we were young. And I don't have any regrets. I don't have any regrets of that time, because I think sometimes, you know, when you are young, there are things you should do. You know, of course, as Mariko became older, I became married, I had another child. You know, I didn't do those things, you know, hardly. But You know, when I was young, I partied. I enjoyed going out dancing. And sometimes now that I think back on it, I kind of miss that point, you know, in my life, you know, where I would go and just be kind of free-spirited and having fun. But Clarence brought back some really, really great memories for me. And, you know, and I'll be seeing his sister very soon and probably his mother and, you know, and his nephews and all that good stuff that are out here. He's going to be coming out after the first of the year to Seattle to visit his family, so I'll get to see him again. And, you know, just, yeah, you just never know who might pop up on social media. But then the funny thing is going over to my Susan page that that particular day also I reconnected with, you know, more people, you know, from my past. So I don't know if it's the holidays that people were coming out their woodwork, but it's a good thing. And I promised that I would head over to that particular page a little bit more, you know, so I can stay a little more connected, you know, to people, you know, who at some point, you know, really, really mattered, and to my family and all of that. So that was fun. That's some really, really good stuff, you know, and I look forward to learning more about his world and what's going on and sharing with him about my world too. So I'm excited about having some Christmas music to play. I love this time of the year to be able to, you know, throw out tracks from the creative souls that pass my way that celebrate the holidays. And so let me jump back in and play some more music for you. And here we go with Brian O'Neill's Jazzy All the Way.
Jazzy all the way.
Jazzy all the way. This Christmas. Jazzy all the way. This Christmas.
Snowflakes falling, children calling, laughter and joy. Every girl and boy, family and friends together again, just to make this day
Jazzy all the way.
Happy holiday.
This Christmas.
Jazzy
all the way.
Make it jazzy, jazzy.
Food to eat,
a hug and a smile.
this groove. Why don't you come along? Flow on.
I want to thank everyone who tuned in to Morning Coffee with Flava today. I appreciate you guys. This is coming to the end of the year. How does that feel for you? I feel really, really good. I think that I'm going to be stepping into 2014 on the right foot, on the real right foot. But closing out today's show, I played Brian O'Neill with Jazzy All the Way, Miss Ava Lamert with Flow On, closing out with James Cola and Bell with their piece, Could It Be? This is where we gather every Wednesday. It's about just sharing some good music, sending out positive vibes, you know, sharing great thoughts, and, you know, even a story or two like I did today. So thank you for indulging me. Thank you for being patient through my technical difficulties logging on this morning, and go out and have a great, great day. And I will see you soon.